Three, two, one. Welcome back to another episode of OTD Sports Talk after the hiatus of golf season. But we are back in Adam. Rain time for NFL season. Tyler, Matt, if you guys have not yet listened to this,
hello.
We introduce ourselves. Hey, let's introduce people. Welcome to
the new podcast studio.
The new podcast studio. We had it set up on the other side. It kind of sucked over there. It was very unmotivating to me. So
we got
a nice little cool flag here. Very nice.
Unfortunately, so, the alpaca and the shooting star, when they light up, it's not great on camera.
Yeah, it messes up the camera, though. But anyways, though, enough about this. So it's a new studio. Check it. It'll be updated regularly. We're going to go through some NFL predictions. NFL season is starting tomorrow.
We'll finally get fucking NFL back.
I'm excited for that.
I'm pumped.
I'm super pumped as well, too. It's coming back tomorrow. Like, do you ever just random thought? With Dallas fucking Cowboys. They suck.
Yeah,
and
they're not
they
great.
Somehow get opening night against the defending champions on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, the fact that opening game, the Bucs are like 8.5 point favorites in the opening game of the season for like the welcome back is not great.
Is Dak Prescott even playing?
Yes. Yes, I do believe so. I don't think I saw a chance against the Buccaneers. I bet on the Buccaneers -8 to win, so.
Interesting. What are the odds on that?
8 points. 8.5.
Oh. Never mind. Let's fucking see. I misheard. Anyways, though, let's get into our NFL predictions. This is what we came here for. It's what you guys came here for, to listen to us talk about NFL, because we're geniuses and we know what we're talking about. We know the analytics of the sport.
I like to think I'm smart.
Attaboy, Tyler. It's all about what you perceive as what you believe. Anyways, though, let's start off with our divisional predictions. So start off with the NFC West.
NFC West, I don't think a doubt in my mind. It's the Los Angeles Rams. Their defense is fucking phenomenal. Aaron Donald's an absolute beast. And Matthew Stafford is probably 10 times better quarterback than Jared Goff. So, they should walk away with that division pretty easily. Even though this was probably the most competitive division in football this year, by far.
Definitely most competitive division.
I could see all four teams making the playoffs, and I wouldn't be surprised.
49ers, I would say no, just because their quarterback situation seems very wary.
See, but
if I were them, I would just sell Jimmy G. Get Trey Lance to start. Fuck it, why not?
I wouldn't, because Jimmy G's proven when he's healthy, he'll bring you to the playoffs. He'll bring you to the fucking Super Bowl.
Healthy. The dude is... How much is he taking off the salary cap right now?
It doesn't matter. So, their defense...
Taking the salary cap off, sitting on his fucking ass, doing nothing.
Their defense is still outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
And if Jimmy G stays healthy, he'll lead you to the playoffs, no questions about it. If he gets hurt, you got Trey Lance stepping in, and he should... From what everyone's been talking about, how good he's been doing, he should be able to lead you to the playoffs. Who's your winner?
Rams.
Yeah.
It's very simple. I don't know. It's one of the best defenses, and now they added one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Jared Goff is terrible, like you said. Matthew Stafford's going to come in there, kick some ass. You know, you got Aaron Donald stuffing up the middle. You got Jalen Ramsey on the side, snatching up the interceptions. Like, I don't know, man. Jalen Ramsey's got a new number as well, too. Single digit. So he's now intimidating.
Yeah, wait, so how do you feel about single-digit numbers on, like linebackers that you do?
It's a number. Who gives a shit what it represents? It's a number. Who cares?
True, but, like, let them wear whatever they want. Like, it just looks weird seeing Patrick Queen wear, like, number 6. Like, it's weird seeing a linebacker wear a single-digit number.
I don't know. I think it slaps, man.
What do you think about Tom Brady complaining, saying it fucks with him mentally? Because he knows all the linebacker numbers. He knows all the DB numbers. So now he's, like... It's different, right? Because now you're going to be like, oh, I see. Like, normally he sees fucking 44, and he's like, okay, that's a DB. Now it's like a DB could be number 2.
Sorry, Tom Brady. I don't know, man. Times change. Cell phones came around. Like, can you imagine how much has changed in the NFL from when he started to now, and he's complaining about a change of numbers?
That's true. Well, I mean, I don't think
screw
he's
Tom Brady. Yo. Screw Tom Brady. He's getting another championship this year, probably. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But I don't know. I want my Cardinals. I think my Cardinals are going to have a good season.
They are, but like that, they got fucked being stuck. Like, in that division,
And
so good right now.
Well,
so
I think
good.
Seahawks, I think, are the team. I have faith that they're going to make the playoffs because I find it hard for a team with Russell Wilson on it to not make the playoffs. But I sense that they're on the fall off.
Spoiler alert, Seattle is one of my disappointment teams this year.
That's mine as well, too. Can't even hate on that. But I do have them in the playoffs, though. But anyways, so,
well, that's not disappointment, then.
Let's go to the NFC South, the most important division, because the GOAT plays in the NFC South. And no, goddamn, I'm not talking about Tom Brady. I'm talking about Jameis Winston and the New Orleans Saints. The GOAT, he is leading these Saints all the way to the playoffs. I got the Saints winning the NFC South.
Strictly on Jameis Winston?
Nah, no.
You know, Michael Thomas isn't playing for
no
minimum
cap.
Six
yeah.
games.
No cap, I got the Bucks winning.
Like, maybe if Michael Thomas was healthy, you could make an argument. But who's? Do you even know who the Saints' number one receiver is to start the year?
Galloway.
Is it though?
I think so. Some name around Galloway. That's their starting receiver. I could be. I'm wrong though. People.
No, I think Galloway is their who had a sick preseason. But like, for that to be your number one going into the year is not great. But Jameis Winston's shown that he can fucking air the ball out.
Yo, he can get you some fucking fantasy points. Might... That's what I'm saying, people. If you listen to this podcast, insider trading information, Jameis Winston.
Great fantasy player.
Great fantasy player. Pick him up.
That's why I drafted Fitzmagic. Same thing. Great fantasy
points. Great fantasy points.
And I waited. I was the last person to pick a quarterback, and I think he's going to do better than half the league. Like,
I'm excited to talk about Washington. He's throwing for 300 years. I can't lie. I'm excited to talk about Washington.
Me too. Okay, we'll wait. We both got the Bucks winning the NFC South, hey?
I do.
Not even like a question.
Yeah, Panthers aren't very...
Darnold can,
I think,
have a half decent year. I don't know what their O line's like. I don't watch enough Panthers game. Their defense, I think, is mediocre. But the Panthers could, if Christian McCaffrey can stay fucking healthy, they could do some damage this year.
They could pick up a 50-50.
I almost put them in the playoffs. I almost did.
Interesting.
I'm not sure about their defense or their O line.
No, that's fair. I don't know. It's very up. They could be a Cinderella team.
And the only thing I'm excited for about the Falcons is to see if Kyle Pitts is everything everyone's hyped him up to be.
Yeah, because people have been picking him up in fantasy. Like, quick times.
Everyone's on Pitts' dick.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the fuck's up with that, though. But anyways, though. NFC East.
Boom.
I'm excited to talk
about
this.
Most exciting
one.
Division in football.
Cause
did anyone finish? No 500 finishers.
No. But I think Washington with Fitzmagic.
Oh, and that defense, man?
They... I don't know. No, I... Overreaction, but I feel like that they may have one of the best records, if not the best record in the NFL this year.
Okay,
I don't think they're going to be playing in the Super Bowl, but they have the potential to be a really good regular season team right now.
You know what's fucking sad is the Cowboys are the favorite to win that division.
I don't know. I hate the Cowboys. They're trash. They're over.
I mean, Dak Prescott.
Remember when that one guy got into beef with us about Dak? We're just like, we don't think he deserves that much money. And then the guy's like, oh, you guys are always hating on Dak Prescott.
Oh,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
Remember that? You and I, Lucas, are just like, what the fuck is going on
like,
here?
Don't get me wrong. He put up the numbers last year before he got hurt. But I think they only had one win when he got hurt. Like, he was getting putting up numbers, but they still weren't winning games.
Because their defense looked like words can't describe. It looked like the Edmonton Elks defense.
Yeah.
Like, just. Terrible defense, though.
Yes.
But I don't know. I got Washington. It's pretty easy. Giants ain't got nothing. Cowboys ain't got nothing. Eagles could be interesting, actually. They can make a run for the playoffs with a wild card position, but
the thing
I don't know.
That is weird to me about the Eagles is the fact that they're not all in on Jalen Hurts. They've been linked to, like, every quarterback trade, every free agent quarterback. Like, they never came out and said Jalen's their starter. They traded for fucking Minshew. To me, it looked like Jalen proved himself last year to be like, hey, you know what? This guy, like, let's try for a year and see what this guy can do. Like,
yeah.
Because obviously they weren't getting better at the position this offseason.
Yeah.
But I think, obviously, Washington's winning the division just because either them or the Rams have the best defense. I think it's Washington because that D-line is fucking insane. Ridiculous. Fucking Chase Young might be better than Aaron Donald.
Was he a rookie last year, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's the ridiculous part about that.
Like
his ability to dominate is, like, very similar to, like, MILF. His ability to not even just dominate on his side, though, but it's to make teams not even go to his side.
Like, if you're going
purposely
to...
avoid his side to get you plays. Don't...
But that's the thing, is their entire D-line is all former first-round picks.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's what happens when you suck for that long, but...
You ain't that the truth. About time, though. Yeah, I don't understand the Eagles. They're a weird organization after they win that.
The Cowboys, I think, will finish around 500. Eagles could be over or below 500. Who the fuck knows? The Giants, their defense is also good. And if Danny Dimes can be half decent, I could see them making the playoffs, even make a push to win that division. But like, that's only if Fitzmagic and Taylor Heineke both suck ass, which I don't see happening.
Me neither. One of them at least could have a good year, if anything.
I mean, fucking Fitzmagic's proven that he can have a good game, have an off game, and come back, and then just have a fucking phenomenal game.
Yeah. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a professional quarterback. You know what I mean? He's not an elite quarterback. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not a Josh Allen. But he goes out there, and he does what needs to get done to win.
Yeah. Like he can...
And like, if you just put him with a basic ass, like a unstoppable defense.
Yeah, that's... Like, as long as
the dude puts up like 350 passing yards a game, it seems like.
Well, I mean, that he does, but like also he's got, as long as he can minimize his interceptions, that is kind of, but like, what do you expect from a guy who bounces around to a new team every year, a new offense every year, and he's still, like, he's still good.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, I'm happy to see him actually get an opportunity to start.
Me as well.
I mean, he did in Miami, but then they're just like, you know what, we're winning? Get the fuck out two at a time.
Yo, they fucked him over in Miami. I think he earned that position, so...
Yeah, that's another interesting situation we'll talk about when we get there, I guess.
Interesting. All right.
Because they're the same situation as the Eagles, where it looks like you're going to try and build around this guy, but they've been linked to every quarterback out there this offseason.
And, like, talks and everything like that. NFC North. I feel like this is a pretty easy one.
Yeah.
Lions ain't doing shit, cause now they got a worse quarterback.
Yeah.
The Vikings, I don't really see them out. Dalvin Cook, like... He's one of the best, good, obviously. But
he's usually hurt at one point in time.
Yeah, and...
Like, Adam Thielen's good. Kirk Cousins is... He can put up huge numbers, or he can throw five interceptions.
Yeah, I would anticipate them to be a 500 team. Bears and the Vikings are both going to be 500 teams.
Well, yeah, there'll be... It's a toss-up between who will have a slightly better year.
Yeah.
It depends on how long they let the Red Rocket play there, and... before they put in Justin Fields and see what he can do. Because that guy's athletic as fuck.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what Justin Fields can do. That's going to be very interesting.
He's who I thought is the second best quarterback out of the draft this year.
Who do you think's first?
Trevor Lawrence, obviously.
Okay.
But I'm also... Well, I mean,
Mac Jones? What do you think? After Mac Jones' preseason, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I think he fell...
We can
talk about
the Patriots when we get around there, though.
But. Yeah, I'll just say I think he fell to the perfect position.
Yeah. The perfect team to pick him up. All right, so we got
so we picked all the same NFC teams, eh?
Interesting. I feel like honestly NFC I went through pretty quickly. I can't even lie about that though. But let's do our wild cards though.
Oh, for the playoffs?
For the playoffs, yeah. And I'm gonna rank them. So I think the Saints are gonna be the best wild card team.
Okay.
Followed by the Cardinals.
Okay.
Followed by the Seattle Seahawks. I think Seattle's just gonna squeak in there.
Okay. So, my top wild card team will be the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
And then my second team will be the Cardinals. And the last wild card team in the NFC, which is also my probably number one dark horse of the year, is Chicago Bears. I think Justin Fields is going to come in there and light it up and carry that team to the playoffs. Also, their defense is... always been good.
Yeah,
Khalil Mack is a stud, but that defense is good all around. They've just never been able to put up points and help the defense.
I could call cap on your 49ers pick, but really? I do like the Bears pick, actually. That's a good sleeper pick. I like that one, yeah. I fuck with that one. We'll do the Super Bowl later.
Yeah, we'll wait till we go through the AFC.
So AFC now. On to the AFC South. Interesting off seasons from the... All these teams, actually. All four.
Yeah. Quite literally.
Yeah, you got Jags picking up Trevor Lawrence. And you got Texans, Deshaun Watson.
ETN, too, unfortunately, is done for the year. That highly unfortunate.
Who is?
Travis Etienne for the Jaguars, the running back that they also selected in the first round.
Yeah.
They went that all Clemson backfield, and then Etienne died. So, But that Robinson guy's good, but they're still going to finish. Ah.
Wait, what? The guy died?
No, he fucking hurt his knee.
So oh, damn.
For a running back, that basically means you die.
Yeah, that's fair. The Colts, I love their pickup of Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
He got injured, but he's back. I think he's back this week.
Well, he got injured, then he got COVID. Yeah. But he's back. He should be back for week one.
Yeah. This is going to be – I'm excited to see what the Colts can do.
It all depends on Carson Wentz.
It does, yeah.
Because they have a good defense as well.
Mm-hmm. They have really good defense.
Yeah. They got – I'm pretty sure they have a solid O-line. They got – who's their running back?
I mean, okay, at the end of the day, they went 11-5 with Phillip Rivers at quarterback, and he couldn't throw a ball.
So now I mean, all he does is chuck ball downfield.
Yeah. Carson Wentz, you know, he at least interception problems and everything, though. But
and he's back with the coach. He almost won an – or did he win an MVP? I don't know. Regardless.
Yeah, he did win MVP. Yeah.
He's back with that head coach. Whether that makes a difference or not, I don't know. He thinks it will. Everyone in Indianapolis seems to think it will just because they're hopeful of it. But I don't know. I'm excited.
I got the Titans.
Yeah.
They only got better. Titans only got better easily.
Tannehill has proven himself as a – solid quarterback now.
Just like AJ Brown, like Fitzpatrick, he's a professional quarterback.
Oh, he's better than Fitzpatrick. I'll give him that. Like, I'd rather have him on my team. Especially with that team they have, like, that rough, hard-nosed. Like, Tannehill is a fucking guy who will take a hit or two to make the play.
That's fair.
Sorry. Got distracted by baseball. Shout out to the Jays on 6 wins in a row, trying to sweep the Yankees here, making a push for the playoffs.
Word.
But AJ Brown has proven that guy's a fucking monster. Like,
yeah,
big guy. He'll make a catch and then he'll fucking run DBs. Like, he's a hard guy to bring down. Yeah. And then have you seen those videos of Derrick Henry just stiff arming people in fucking practice? Like, imagine being in the NFL and your job is to get stiff armed by Derrick Henry in practice.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but then those practice roster guys are getting paid $300,000. Yeah, I'll get stiff armed by Derrick Henry.
No, I'll fucking volunteer to do that. Like, literally. But like, he's probably gonna around another 2,000 year, and then you add Julio Jones to the mix, and that's just a fucking problem.
Yeah, their offense is looking like it could be one of the best in the league, or will be one of the best in the league.
Like, if they made the Super Bowl, I wouldn't be surprised.
If they kept who is the tight end, Jones?
Titans tight end?
Yeah, not Jones. Juno Smith.
Yeah.
If they were able to keep Juno Smith,
Jonu. I think it's Jonu.
Jonu, Juno, whatever it is. You were in my fantasy last year. You've done good at times. At times.
Yeah.
But if they're able to keep him, then they just have like a total, complete offensive roster right there, though. But I got the Titans winning this division, though.
Yeah. I think Titans or the Colts will be close, but yeah, Titans will win. Who do you think's finishing last? Jags or Texans, randomly? Now that I'm looking at it.
You know, I do think Texans will. Yeah. Aren't they starting?
No, Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor.
Man, he's had such an unfortunate career.
I feel bad for him. I liked him as a quarterback.
I liked him because he was back for the Ravens for a while, so I liked him. So he went on to the Browns. That was a fucking dumpster fire.
Well, it was like him with Johnny Manziel, I think, at the time, whatever it was.
Yeah, I think might have been after Johnny. Yeah. But then he went to the fucking Bills. He played for a year, did okay, and then they got Josh Allen, so like, get the fuck out of here. Then he went to the Chargers, and he got fucked up with a needle. Lost the job to fucking for week one to Herbert.
Oh, yeah.
He was supposed to start week one, and then something went wrong with, like, an injection or something.
All things considered, though, probably help for the better for the Chargers, though. Herbert's looking like a stud.
Yeah,
but for Tyrod Taylor,
Herbert, yeah. But I've also liked him in college. But now he finally has to be a starting quarterback, where it's pretty much his position only because they don't really have anyone else. But with possibly the worst team in the NFL right now.
It's and then with the still chance of him being replaced by when the guy comes back.
I don't know.
He comes back, though. Is he still holding out?
Yeah. Like, so what I heard was is because he's still practicing it. Like, they still want – because he said he's not playing. So, like, okay, you're practicing. So he'd be like, oh, I'm hurt. I don't want to practice. I'd be like, no. Get your fucking ass out there. We know you're not hurt. So if you're – because they have to include him on their 53-man roster, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that wastes a spot that they could add – another player that would help the team.
Yeah.
So, like, you better at least be out there fucking practicing. But I don't understand how this situation is going to go out because he's not even through one of his 22 civil court cases. And they're all going individually. I don't think – this guy might never play football again. Unless he reaches a settlement with all of them.
Yeah.
Just to get it over with. which then makes him look guilty, and people will be like, oh, he's guilty because he paid him out. Yeah. But at this point, for him, it'd be like, fuck off. I want to move on with my life. I don't know if he did. If he did these things, fuck off. Get out of the NFL. You're a terrible human.
Yeah.
But at some point, he's going to be like, fuck you guys. Take this money so I can move on with my life and play football. Because I don't think anyone's going to trade. Who would trade for him while he's in the middle of 22 lawsuits?
Nobody. It's like when Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
It's like when he was going through all this shit. Everybody was just like, come back to that in about 6 months. We'll see what happens and we'll actually take a chance on it.
Well, that's the thing too, though, is this could go on for fucking ever, but no one knows.
Nobody knows. No timeline, though. Anyways, let's make our way to the AFC East after Tyler's rant about Deshaun Watson. Anyways, I agree with you, though, 100%.
Great quarterback.
Great quarterback. Interesting division here. Jets, I think they got worse.
I don't think it's possible to get worse. I think they'll have a little bit better of a year, maybe.
Yeah. So, first and foremost, I got Patriots as my potential sleeper team.
Okay.
This is my sleeper team out of the AFC East. I don't know. I don't have them going in the playoffs, but I do hold the possibility of them of not winning the division, but getting a playoff position, though.
I wouldn't hold out of the realm of possibility. Same with the Dolphins. I don't know how much better they got this offseason. Other than possibly Tua getting better this offseason with a little bit of experience. But Bills runaway winner of this division for sure, right?
Yeah, Bills only got better.
I mean, Josh Allen's only getting better every year.
Yeah, get more Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs.
Like, it's...
That Zach Moss guy they got as RB2 was a fucking stud.
Yeah, I have high hopes for the Buffalo Bills this year. I can't lie about that.
There's a lot of AFC teams I could see making. Pretty much every team in the AFC that'll make the playoffs, I could see making the Super Bowl. The NFC, there's only a couple.
Well, in NFC, there's a lot more stability this year, I feel like. The AFC had a lot more shakeup.
Well, there's
and more like, okay, this team got better. Okay, this is going to switch up. And
the NFC, there's a lot of... It's a lot of you... You're pretty confident who's going to win other than the NFC West, which is by far the most competitive division this year in football.
Yeah. And honestly, it's usually one of the... There was a few years there where it was the worst because I know the Seahawks sucked, the Cardinals were a joke, 49ers were a joke.
Rams were even like they all.
The Rams weren't even a fucking like.
They used to be the fucking St. Louis NFC South with the Bucks.
No,
NFC East. They used to be the NFC East. But eventually, everyone gets better. But yeah, I'm excited to see what Tua does this year without getting pulled halfway through games for Fitzpatrick. Like let this guy play a full season. I don't see them making the playoffs. They'll probably finish third in that division.
Yeah.
But I think they'll have a decent year.
I think so as well, too. I'm excited to see what Mac Jones does in the Patriots. So then, like, with the release of Cam Newton apparently might be picked up by Cowboys. That was, like, a week ago now at this point.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So I think same that thing with off.
People think Texans will pick him up, but apparently there's been no talks there either. That would be a good signing, I think.
I think so as well, too.
But, like I said before, I think Mac Jones going to the Patriots was the best thing for Mac Jones and the worst thing for this NFL because I feel like he can – that Tom Brady-style offense, if you're a smart quarterback who can throw a ball, you'll succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bill Belichick knows how to make a guy succeed as long as you know how to throw a ball and make smart decisions.
Yeah.
And they spent a lot of money this offseason.
Dude, they have a good – they have a lot of offensive threats.
Yeah,
their tight ends are good.
Their tight ends are great. Their defense got better. Their wide receivers still aren't fantastic.
Well, they got the Samuel.
Is that who they got? No.
No, I'm tripping probably.
I don't even know. Either way, they'll be competitive in making the playoffs, I think.
Yeah, regardless.
But so we're so far 6-for-6 pick in the same division winners. We didn't even talk about this beforehand.
No, we did not talk about this before.
All right, interesting.
I feel like AFC North is going to be it. Well, I know your ass picking the Ravens.
I mean, to be fair, they are
the
favorite. Are they the favorites? So they might be, but it's between them and the Browns. But
yeah, like I think Steelers are going to fall off. Ben's going to go out. Big Ben's going to put up a big year, but they ain't going to be winning a lot of games, I don't feel like.
Like Big Ben's on a I'm not saying he's getting worse by a lot, but he's on a slow decline of his career. Like he's not getting better for sure.
Yeah.
And I think he's on a slow decline. Juju, if he can if he can look how he did in his first couple of years and actually be a true number one, then they could be a team to watch.
Yeah, because then they also got
Claypool. They got was that Deontay Johnson who asked for a trade because he doesn't want to be number three. They could be a good team, but I think they're finishing third in the division. Ravens, I think Ravens will win it slightly over the Browns. The Browns are nothing to laugh about anymore. They're a fucking solid team and a very real threat to win the division this year.
Okay, well, I got Steelers falling off. Mike Tomlin, underrated coach. Super good coach.
Good. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. He's one of the best.
I don't think they've missed the playoffs with him as the coach.
I don't think so either. Like, it's ridiculous how good he is. Considering some of those teams, like the Le'Veon Bell situation, Antonio Brown situation, like he was able to get all that shit together. I got the Browns winning this fucking division. Personally, I think the Ravens are going to dip off a bit.
Really?
I don't know why. Maybe it's because you're a fan, just haven't really heard a lot of good things coming about from the Ravens. I could be tripping, though. Anyways, I'm biased, so I got the Browns winning. Ravens are falling off. That's my team to fall off. That's people are expecting to be really good this year. I still think that they're a playoff team, though. But I think they're going to get in at the third position, though. So that's going to be my prediction.
Dude, I think Lamar's won an MVP this year. Apparently.
Interesting.
Okay, so
I hope he does, because I got him on fantasy.
I'm also very, his ass for I'm fucking also very shit. Biased, because obviously I'm a Ravens fan and I follow all the Ravens news.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of positive things. I think Gus Edwards is going to have an outstanding this year.
I hope so as well, too, because he's on my fantasy team.
J.K. Dobbins, man, that guy was going to have... I think he would have been number two behind Derrick Henry this year in rushing yards, maybe number one in all-purpose yards. Sucks to see him fucking tear at ACL. That's rough.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell, I think, will play a solid.
You guys have Le'Veon Bell?
On our practice squad right now.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? That dude cashed out in the NFL and dipped.
He fucked up when he took a year off. I mean, he fucked himself.
Yeah, but he's still got fucking. And then he's never been the same. Yeah, he still got Jets paid.
And then he got bought out, and then he lost the Super Bowl. Shit-talked Andy Reid.
Yeah, what did he say about Andy Reid again? Do you remember?
Something that he hated him, and he lied to him or something.
Interesting.
But, and then the Bengals, I think they'll do slightly better than they did this year.
Yeah, if Joe Burrow, big dick Joe.
If he can stay healthy. Apparently, Jamar Chase has looked like shit in preseason, though.
Really?
I haven't heard nothing positive. I don't follow Bengals news.
Yeah.
But I've heard nothing positive about Jamar Chase. Apparently, he looks like he has zero confidence.
Interesting. Once you lose your confidence, you're fucked in sports.
And I was a big believer in that. The Bengals should have taken an O-lineman to protect Joe Burrow instead of a target. Never mind. Like, for them to take Jamar Chase, like, that was very clearly his favorite target in LSU.
Yeah.
So that was a very much pick for him. He was probably an influence on that, but they should have taken an O-lineman to protect him because he's going to have no time.
Especially the O-lineman that they had when they were selecting Jamar Chase.
Yeah. They had Penei Sewell, who went to the Chargers, which good for them because he was supposed to be the best O-lineman, but...
Yeah.
Like, they signed some free agents in the O-line, but no one, I don't think they signed any, like, top free agents. Anyone's supposed to be spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And if Jamar Chase isn't a fucking stud and their number one receiver within the next 2-3 years,
yeah,
that's going to be a huge issue for them.
Wasted pick.
Because now you don't have a top target, and your O-line still sucks.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's a good point. Because he was blindside, the guy that they should have picked.
And I think it was them that I saw, in the second round, they drafted an O-lineman, and he showed up to camp out of shape, and he's not even a starting O-lineman this year.
Oh, really?
Just for week one, anyways.
Good for him. Getting paid. All right, let's switch gears, though. AFC North. Or do you want to keep talking about AFC North?
So we only have one different winner in all these divisions, and because we both very clearly have the Chiefs in the AFC West.
Nah, yeah, I got the Chargers winning.
You're a liar.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I got the Chiefs winning.
I mean, it's the fucking Chiefs. Patrick? Yeah.
I think Chargers are going to make a push, though. I think Chargers are going to finish like 11 wins, I'd say. I think the Chargers are. Justin Herbert's going to have a ball in season.
Oh, such a good season. Yeah. That team can stay healthy. Eckler didn't practice today because he was hurt, but that guy's a fucking stud. Mike Williams is good, but he's hurt.
Yeah.
And Keenan Allen's a fucking stud, too. Like, that team is – and their defense isn't nothing.
Well, they got Bosa.
They're mediocre. Yeah, like, they're good. Yeah. They got playmakers, but, like, they're not – I wouldn't rank them in the top tier, but I definitely wouldn't put them in the
bottom. They're good. They're a good, reliable defense to have, though. So I think they're going to make moves. They're definitely going to improve this year. Chiefs are going to do what the Chiefs do.
I think you could honestly put Patrick Mahomes on the Texans and they probably make the playoffs. Same thing with like Lamar Jackson.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, actually, that's a valid point. They'd at least be pushing for playoffs.
Because I think like Patrick Mahomes, he'll just make. That guy's fucking a freak of nature. He'll make
look at him.
Good.
Look at him during the Super Bowl. He had no O lineman and he's scrambling around 100 yards to throw a pass, diving out of bounds, and he's and then his receiver drops the ball. It's like, oh. So
that guy's an absolute freak of nature.
Absolute freak of nature. So, AFC wild cards. Who you got?
Okay, so my first wild card team is obviously the Browns, as much as it pains me to say it.
Yeah.
My second one is the Chargers. I think they're going to have a standout year, and the Colts is number three.
Very similar to me as well, too.
Yeah.
Chargers first.
Yeah.
Colts second. Ravens third.
So, NFC, I think we have one same wild card. And AFC, we have all the teams, same teams make the playoffs, yeah. I think.
Well, let's see what the Super Bowl prediction.
You know what I did? I picked all of my division winners and parlayed them on a $2 bet to win like $400.
Interesting. I'm going to do that. That's smart as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's smart as a motherfucker, actually. Okay, let's go with Super Bowl bets. Who do you have? Who do you have coming out of the NFC?
Los Angeles Rams.
Interesting.
Matthew Stafford is going to have a great year. That defense almost carried it. Well, they did bring him to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. And I think Matthew Stafford is going to be a fucking stud. He finally got out of Detroit, so.
Oh, fuck. Guerrero, you have one job to catch a ball.
Should
have
caught that. But, I mean, yeah, those guys fucked up. Zach Bichette and Simeon kind of fucked that one. Anyways, regardless, yeah, I think the Rams team is built for success, and now they upgraded their probably weakest position, which was quarterback, by a lot. Matthew Stafford, I think, is probably a top 10 quarterback in the league.
Oh, easily a top 10 quarterback. The dude's been on, like, the shittiest team in the whole league.
And you see some videos of, like, some of the throws he makes that doesn't get, like, shown as much as Mahomes or Lamar just because he's playing in a shitty Detroit team, and it's astonishing.
Yeah,
like,
I feel think bad be a great about team. Him.
So I got the Rams out of the NFC. Who do you got?
Packers.
That's a very good. I almost picked them.
I think like it's just the perfect storm's brewing in Green Bay right now, and come playoff time, especially after the way last year ended for them.
The NFC Championship, they lost twice in a row.
Yeah, and I think they're fucking had enough of it. Finally, they're gonna do it, and he's gonna fuck off. He's gonna go somewhere else and get paid, I feel like.
Well, they'd have to trade him this offseason, which...
Oh,
I don't know.
So, yeah.
If they win the Super Bowl, and I don't see Aaron necessarily demanding a trade, even if they make the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's a safe pick. That would be the ultimate spite year for Aaron Rodgers, too. Just fuck you to the GM, listen to me a little bit, and see what happens. We make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, literally.
So who do you got out of the AFC?
I got the Buffalo Bills.
Wow, going with surprise. I think anyone but the Chiefs, I guess, is kind of a surprise.
Yeah, you going Chiefs?
Fuck no, I'm going Ravens Rams, baby.
Oh, what a disgusting Super Bowl that would be. Oh,
why?
The Ravens and the Rams.
I think the Ravens are going to have the top offense in the NFL. It's just Sammy Watkins, I think, is going to be a stud. I think Mark Andrews, easily top three tight end, and receiving wise, he could have a top one year just because how much Lamar likes throwing to him.
Yeah.
And I think Hollywood Brown, Marquise Brown will finally have a decent year. And James Bouchers look good. We have our first round draft pick, Shaw Bateman, who's apparently a stud. He's injured for the first part of the year. But I think, and Gus Edwards, I think, is going to be top five ball carriers this year. And Lamar will obviously run for 1,000 yards just because it's Lamar.
That's fair. I want to hate, but I can't.
That's my favorite thing is because everyone likes to hate on defense teams, but how can you hate on Lamar Jackson? Great guy, genuine. Like, he seems like a nice, good guy. Absolute stud. So good athletically. And if he can learn to be half as good as a ball thrower as like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, that's not even fair.
Well, like, so today, like Stephen A. Smith said, that if you can't throw a ball, then you'll never be an elite quarterback. And I'm just like, There's different ways to be a quarterback. There's different ways to move the ball down the field. You just don't have to throw. Yeah, it's throwing an important component. Hell yeah, it's probably one of the most important components for a quarterback.
Okay.
But there's other components that can.
So then, thing to that is, last year when Lamar had cramps, people say he had to take a shit, and he went to the locker room against the Browns.
Yeah.
And he came back that first play. He scrambled out, looked like he was going to run out of the pocket. So all the DBs collapse. He just tosses a nice little fucking pass to Hollywood Brown wide open for a walking touchdown because everyone's so scared of him running the ball.
Yeah.
So him being able to run the ball like that, it brings DBs to make – it makes them take a step forward, right? So then that gives the receiver a chance to get open. And, I mean, at the end of the day, the guy won a unanimous MVP. How can you not say he's elite?
No, I agree with that. I think he's elite. I think I picked him in fantasy for a fucking reason because I think that guy's going to put up points this year.
Stephen A. just says shit, though, to go viral and be controversial. That's his whole gig.
Yeah, that is true, though.
That is that's true. That's all of their fucking ESPN and shit.
Yeah, literally just so people click on it, react to it, and fucking
make the most outrageous fucking opinion you can one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So people get mad or agree with you. It works, clearly.
Yo, ain't that the truth? But I'm saying let's wrap this bitch up. We got the motherfuckers through. Keep it short and sweet. It's like 45 minutes or something like that, though. Then it looks like you got to fucking blow your nose. Then I still go to my parents' house to feed my kitty.
Shout out Canada Tennis. Leila Fernandez, Felix Auger-Aliassime, both in the semifinals of the U.S. Open.
Yo, let's fucking get it, Canada. Let's fucking get it. All right.
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang. Peace and out. Peace and love, motherfuckers. Adios.